Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, August 19th, 2011. I am your host, Adam Paulus. Let's start with movies. At the box office last week, Rise of the Planet of the Apes had its second week at number one, $27.8 million. It was followed by The Help, $26 million, Final Destination 5, $18 million, The Smurfs with $13.7 million, and 30 Minutes or Less debuting with $13.3 million. New at the box office this weekend, Conan the Barbarian, Fright Night, One Day, a new Spy Kids movie, and some other limited releases. In the news, Disney executive technical officer Andy Hendrickson has been quoted as saying this of Alice in Wonderland and his other films. The story isn't very good, but the visual spectacle brought people in droves, and Johnny Depp didn't hurt. Other things include language not good for this podcast, but in short, it's not about the story when it comes to tentpole pictures, which people have been saying about a lot of the big studio releases for years. People just want to go see a movie, and story doesn't matter. Speaking of, The Lone Ranger, a $250 million budget movie, may be in trouble if you haven't heard. The story is supposedly Johnny Depp as Tonto as the main focus, with Native American werewolves and a lot of other very highly paid people, which may have led to the movie being removed from production. As of right now, it's sort of tough to tell whether it's going to get made or not. The director and producers are looking at ways to trim corners to get the movie produced. Sarah Silverman has a new sitcom in the pipeline with Ron Howard acting as producer, his first since Arrested Development. All the networks want it, NBC got it, and no one knows when it's going to air. As of this week, there was a bidding war between at least ABC and NBC, but now NBC has it, and they also have Whitney, but who knows how that'll work. Josh Groban has been cast to play Ed Helms' brother on The Office. Ridley Scott has confirmed he will be working on a follow-up, sequel, prequel, or something else to Blade Runner. Yes, really. Tom Waits fans? Rumor/marketing has it. There may be a new single released next week. Bad as Me showed up on Amazon's download list for August 23rd, which is almost as exciting as the YouTube video of Cookie Monster edited to look like he's singing God's Away on Business. Also confirmed was a new Andrew Jackson Jihad album for September, if you are a fan of the band, and statistically speaking, you probably don't know who they are, but in case you do, this is very exciting news. Comedy Record fans, on the other hand, can look forward to Doug Benson's Potty Mouth at the end of August, and Patton Oswalt's new album, Finest Hour, in September. I believe both are on Comedy Central Records. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Busts. Busts are on sale. And busts with busts. Because we have all busts that are in stock. Buy one, get the second for 50% off. This includes things that have been around for a while, new things, exclusives, new arrivals. You name it. Buy one, get a second, 50% off on in-stock busts. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday night. And speaking of busts, the Star Wars Entertainment Earth exclusive Obi-Wan Kenobi Episode 3 bust from General Giant is in stock, but it's actually going kind of quick. We're down to less than 10% of our inventory, and you know what that means. If you don't hurry up, you don't get one. We also have pre-orders up for the Macquarie Concept Snowtrooper bust from Comic-Con, as well as the Comic-Con Captain America movie bust. Funko announced new Star Wars pop vinyl figures this week. Boba Fett, Darth Maul, C-3PO, Gamorrean Guard, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker have been added to the popular line, and they look really good. I bet Boba Fett's going to be super hot for fall. We're probably going to sell out of them as soon as they come in stock, so if you want one this year, you might want to pre-order it. Or just keep a very, very close eye on our site, because as soon as they come into stock, they go pretty quick. When we've had a Boba Fett computer sitter, we just can't keep around. People love it. We're also going to be selling the new Star Wars Lego Advent Calendar, which you can find on our website right now. And we also have the DC Hawkman pop vinyl figure. New Young Justice figures from Mattel have been announced as a Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul and Cheshire 2-pack, as well as a Flash and Kid Flash 2-pack. We added some other figures, and they're not on the web right now, but we're uploading more New Young Justice as I record this, and I don't know exactly who's going to be up, so check our site for New Young Justice now, I guess. Also, fans of Al Bundy, take note, there is a new production of the No Ma'am t-shirt from Mad Engine. It looks exactly like the one on the TV show Married with Children, except now it's available here in the future. Where we're all in, because it's 2011 and that's the future. Anyway, that's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for ordering. And thanks for telling a friend. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.